talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this is very telling, very telling. Yeah, you notice if you've been following the Montana Politics hashtag via Twitter, via X this morning, or is seeing some of the tweets that were shared last night, a lot of our Montana Democrat friends, they are really mad, really mad. They are really disappointed. See, they are really mad that these efforts to raise your property taxes, many of them across the state yesterday in these school elections, failed. For example, in Billings, Billings school safety levies fail by huge margins in Tuesday's elections. That was a Billings Gazette headline. Another headline from KTVQ Television, voters reject two Billings school safety levies. 64% say no. Gosh, it's almost as though maybe public safety should have been the first priority for these schools instead of, well, if you want school safety, we're going to charge you extra for that. Yeah, you don't get school safety unless you give us more money. We're not going to take all the money that you're already giving us for your schools to provide public safety. You got to pay extra for that. It's a little surcharge. You know, you got to DoorDash school security now these days. It's almost as if, wait a minute, who were the teachers union-backed candidates for the school board in Billings? Oh, the two radical leftists who support the transgender agenda being shoved down kids' throats, the two radical leftists who wanted to see assassination classroom in the classroom. Meanwhile, the two candidates who were opposed to assassination classroom in the classroom, they won their elections in the largest school district in the state yesterday. But there were other school levies that failed across the state. But the Democrats, they're mad. They're really mad that these efforts to raise your property taxes failed. Now, I got a very interesting message. This is a message that came from our friend Matt Desch with KJJR Radio in Kalispell. He says, don't let anyone say their vote does not matter. This is really interesting. So one of the levies in the Flathead was the West Valley School Technology Levy. The West Valley School Technology Levy passed by one vote. One vote. That's how that levy got across the finish line in the Flathead. So that's very interesting. And, man, I told you guys a few years ago, I was gone for military training, so I did an absentee ballot before I left in a school election in Billings. And the pro-parent, pro-student, conservative candidate in that school board election won by one vote. So, man, I'll tell you what, I was really glad that I cast my vote before I had to be gone for my annual military training. And there you go, a levy in the Flathead passed by one vote, according to this tally that Matt Desch shared with us this morning. So, yeah, Matt's exactly right. Don't let anybody say their vote doesn't matter, especially when we look ahead to November. What if one vote could decide whether Trump has an ally in the Senate or an open borders liberal like John Tester?
Securing America.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers sent a letter to both the Senate and House Armed Services Committees opposing a Department of Defense proposal to allow the transfer of National Guard members to Space Force. The letter in part saying, "We write regarding a deeply flawed legislative proposal put forward by the U.S. Air Force that would undermine our National Guard system." Going on to write, "To be clear, when individuals sign up for the National Guard, they are serving their country and their community. Congress shouldn't abandon this model." The lawmakers noting they understand the Air Force is evolving to address future threats, but there are other options available to accomplish that. The lawmakers not the only ones opposed to the proposal. In April, governors representing 53 states and territories sent a letter to the DOD stating, "This legislation disregards gubernatorial authorities regarding the National Guard and undermines 100 years of precedent, as well as national security and military readiness." Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's a
Democracy 24.
I don't think there's a short list. I think there's a long list of great people that want to support President Trump.
And many, like North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, met this weekend at the Republican National Committee's Spring Donor Retreat in Palm Beach. Senators Marco Rubio, Tim Scott, and J.D. Vance, Governor Kristi Noem, and Representatives Elise Stefanik and Byron Donalds also made the trip. Several have offered the types of answers most politicians give when asked about whether they're in the running for VP.
The amount of talent that we have in the Republican Party is extraordinary.
Rubio could face a constitutional problem. Electors may not vote for both president and vice president from their own state, risking Florida's 30 electoral votes. Trump has said he thinks he'll announce his VP choice closer to the Republican convention in mid-July. A Republican strategist with ties to Trump says the retreat was more about raising money than VP auditions. In Washington, Rich Edson, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I got a message here from Casey in Bozeman. You know, they did have a couple of levies that passed in Bozeman. So, of course, your property taxes will be going up in Bozeman now. But anyway, Casey says this. The school levies here in Gallatin County are a joke. I've voted them down every year, and they always seem to pass, and then it gets passed on to the people. Interesting, though. Very interesting when you look at Bozeman compared to the broader Gallatin County. There was a tweet from the Bridger Young Republicans, and what they're saying here is that actually overwhelmingly levies for the schools were crashing and burning across the Gallatin Valley. I'll have to go check and see what the latest results were. But as of last night, they said most of the school levies across Gallatin County were actually failing. But there were at least a couple in Bozeman that passed, but not with as big of numbers as they might normally get. But yeah, isn't it interesting that all of these virtue signaling Democrats like Ryan Bussey, the pro-gun control Democrat candidate for governor. This guy, what is his whole campaign attempted to be about? He's trying to make it sound like he is opposed to property tax increases, even though his fellow Democrats voted against property tax rebates, income tax rebates. They voted against income tax cuts. But he wants you to think that he's concerned about increases in property taxes. But yet, all you got to go do is look him and all these other Democrats up on Twitter this morning. They're all mad that your property taxes, by and large across the state, are not going to go up because you voted against some of these local levies yesterday. Pretty interesting, isn't it? It just exposes the fact that these people, they do not care about how much money you're paying in taxes. They want you to pay more in taxes. They're just concocting a phony narrative to try to win back legislative races from the Republicans this November. All right, phone lines are open. Anything and everything you want to talk about for the next 2 hours of the program, 406-294-0970. We've got Tim in Billings first up. Tim, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Putting on my water wings, I might have to come visit you up on the 23rd floor there to stay dry, because if we keep getting rain, we could have a lot of standing water around. But anyways,
well, blame climate change, because if it's too dry out, that's climate change's fault. But now that we're getting the moisture we want, you got to figure out a way to make it a negative. Blame climate change, Tim.
I'm sure Ken could tell us all about it, and we could all roll our eyes for the billionth time and think, okay, Ken, you stubbed your toe. It's climate change. It's the climate change's fault. You know, more taxes will solve climate change. Thank you, Ken. Anyways, so just pay more and we can fix it all. So the Trump document case suspended indefinitely yesterday.
Yeah.
By Judge Cannon, right? Okay, I would have rather seen it was completely dismissed rather than suspended indefinitely, because me being a skeptic makes me think, oh, there, you know, when you suspend something indefinitely, that could give the option for the prosecution to just take as long as they want to find whatever they need. But, you know, it just, I'm glad to see that this judge has actually taking a good, hard, common sense look at this. And if you've got a special counsel who's admitted to tampering with evidence after the FBI has obtained it, if you look at this case compared to two other high profile cases for people who didn't even have the authorization to have the documents in question, you know, maybe we have a chance in this country of people waking up to this lawfare, the fact that this is just all complete and utter election interference. And
exactly.
I just hope that people, you know, because that's been the left thing for the last, you know, 3 months, is Trump has been indicted, 91 indictments. Well, scratch however many off, because we just found out that those ones were bunk.
Exactly. No, Tim's exactly right about this whole mishandling of classified documents, the political persecution trial in Southern Florida that's led by this special persecutor, Jack Smith. Jack Smith got busted for mishandling the documents in the mishandling documents case. I mean, it's so ironic, isn't it? Jim Jordan summed it up. But yeah, basically this whole case against Trump down in South Florida has been basically, put on hold permanently and indefinitely put on hold, because the whole case is falling apart. Here's how Jim Jordan summed it up about the special persecutor, Jack Smith.
We got Jack Smith mishandling documents, all the while he's charging President Trump for supposedly mishandling information. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, let's break it down for you here. Charlie Kirk had a great summary on X yesterday. He says this image was leaked to the media following the raid of Mar-a-Lago, the first time such a dramatic action was taken against a former president. But it turns out those classified cover sheets were paperclipped on top of documents by the FBI. But it gets worse. In their haste to paint Trump as a criminal, the special counsel now concedes that some top secret cover sheets do not even match the relevant documents. In other words, they created a photo op, and it's not even accurate. They lied, they leaked, they smeared, just like with the Russia hoax, just like with the impeachment hoax, just like with every other case against Trump. What an absolute dumpster fire. Investigate Jack Smith, was the conclusion by Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. A great summary there. Yeah, they threw these classified cover sheets on the documents that weren't even top secret documents, just for the photo op to try to smear Trump.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We had a message from Owen in Bozeman that came in on our Montana Talks app. How did we get to this level of stupidity where we now have to ask government officials if they think that it's okay for boys to be in girls' locker rooms? Owen, that's a great point. You're exactly right. This is what it's come to. Unfortunately, it has come to this. If you guys missed the story, I think the dailycaller.com had this report. Let me see if I can find it in my stack of stuff here. If not, I can summarize for you. That's all right. Education Secretary Cardona. I think I wrapped up the show yesterday saying, you know, if we want to save some money, we can just do away with the Federal Department of Education. You can just block grant most of that money to the states, get the Federal Department of Education out of the way. But anyway, you know what Joe Biden and John Tester are doing now with these Title IX rule changes. They want to allow men and boys to go into your daughter or your granddaughter's locker room or bathroom. But it gets worse than that. If your daughter or granddaughter complains or expresses how uncomfortable it makes her feel when some dude is staring at her while she undresses in the locker room, or while some dude is undressing in the locker room in front of her, if your daughter or granddaughter expresses her concern or her opposition to this, they will punish her. They will go after her. They won't go after some dude who went into your daughter or your granddaughter's locker room. They will go after her. So Education Secretary, Biden's Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, declined to answer questions about whether he would let boys fight his daughter in sports or undress in front of her in bathrooms at a Tuesday hearing. He refused to even answer the questions. And the dailycaller.com has the story. I could play the audio for you, but I mean, frankly, it's just he's asked a series of common sense questions that any you know, real father or grandfather would have an answer to. And he refuses to answer the question because he knows he can't honestly answer the question without getting his bosses, Joe Biden and John Tester, in trouble. So that's why he refuses to answer the question altogether. Next up on the phone lines, and we've got phone lines open for you right now as well, 406-294-0970. Let's go to Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron. Yes, this deals with Kyle in York. I thought I heard a couple of weeks ago, and I was wrong, that he's facing a is that he used much of his own money over the amount out to give by an individual in the campaign.
Okay. A little hard to hear you, and it's a little scratchy there for some reason on your phone signal. But so basically, you heard about some other random charges that they might try to file against Trump?
I can't hear you either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not sure what's going on. Yeah, your phone, maybe try calling back in if you want there. You must have a bad connection on your phone line there. But yeah, that's what I kind of heard from him there was that there's some other random BS charge they're going to file against Trump at some point. Of course, they're going to keep trying, right? They're going to keep they're going to keep throwing everything they possibly think they can at Donald J. Trump. And yet, look at how none of it is sticking. Look at how none of it is sticking right now. So these are two different legal analysts on CNN. And, you know, Tim and Billings called in about the classified documents story involving special persecutor Jack Smith. That case fell apart. It's been the trial's been postponed indefinitely down in South Florida. The New York City hush money trial where Trump's been gagged has a gag order in effect where he can't criticize those who are criticizing him. Stormy Daniels testified yesterday, and apparently it was such disastrous testimony for the persecution. I mean, the prosecution, it was such disastrous testimony that even the legal analysts on CNN were saying how bad her testimony was for the prosecution. And by the way, this audio came from a yet another dailycaller.com story.
She also admitted that she said that if he is jailed, she would dance, and she laughed. And I don't think the jury's going to like that. I don't think they see this as a laughing matter or a matter for personal vengeance and retribution.
I think these are pretty incendiary statements. And the one about she would dance was a tweet. Yeah. And so now you have two people in this trial who have expressed complete hatred for Donald Trump.
All right. Now, any fair jury, any fair judge would basically throw this case out and be like, yeah, okay. But we of course, know that this is not a – this is most likely a tainted jury pool in New York City. And, of course, we know the judge is tainted. That's been very obvious since day one. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Let's see. We got David in Whitefish next up. David, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron. Good morning. It's so good to be on your program. I want to thank you for the – work that you put into your show to help us to get the real facts. And when I leave your show, well, what am I going to do today because of what I heard? And I appreciate what you're telling us we need to do and the events that we can get involved in, because we don't want this to become a California. We've got to get involved. It's our fault that it got where it is because it was more important for us to ski and have fun, and we let the politics in our schools and universities go, and I want to thank you for that, Aaron. And
Thank you. I'm just a small part of what everybody's doing in this state to take our state back, take our country back.
We've got to. We got some bad Supreme Court justices that we got to get out of there, and the lies that Tester is telling. I just get on Facebook and I spend quite a bit of time there, and Instagram, and show me the facts when you say that, show me the facts. And, I'm a member of the Civil Air Patrol there in Kalispell, and I got to tell you, a place for parents to send their kids to work on character development, we got a heck of a place over there, Aaron, for that. We got busy lives. That's right.
Well, something you just said, David, reminded me. And David, thanks for the phone call. Something David just said reminded me. So last week was the National Day of Prayer events that were going on across the state and across the country. And for some reason, they asked me to give one of the prayers. And I'm like, I'm sure you got way better people than me to pray. But, any of us can pray. All of us should, right? We don't have to be the old Mr. Perfect out there. But anyway, I kind of joked about that at one of the events. But they wanted me to pray about a specific topic. They wanted me to pray about the media. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, where do we start on that one? But one of the things that I thought of that came to mind was when we think of the media, we think of the New York Times, the Washington Post, a radio station, a newspaper, a TV station. Look, the First Amendment was not created for the New York Times or the Billings Gazette or the Daily Interlake or even for the Montana Talks radio show. The First Amendment is for every single one of us. And so don't just complain about the media and the fake news that they're reporting. Become the media yourself. Start to become the media that we want to see, that you want to see. Just like what David said, hey, when I see these people posting this fake information and these lies, confront them on it. So great job, David. And because we all now have the ability with media tools, at social media in particular, tools at our fingertips to be able to share information with our friends and neighbors, to report the facts to our friends and neighbors, or to share our opinions, and they can agree or disagree, right? 294-0970. Let's see. Next up, let's go to Ruth in Kalispell, listening to KJJR. Ruth, thanks for the call.
Hey, yeah. So, yeah, I heard the last caller, David, from Whitefish, and I think that's so important for us to be paying attention to what's going on around us, because it is very easy to, lose sight of individual cases and things that we can do within our own neighborhoods to improve our country. And one of those things is the illegal immigration. I feel like, if we're paying attention to the southern border on TV and we're just like, oh, look at all these floods of people coming in, we may miss, the forest for the trees, sort of, in our own town. I think we need to be aware of, individual cases in our town. And one of those is my sister works at Soft Landing and Valley Neighbors. And this has been an ongoing, dispute in my family for several years, whether this is a good idea, whether these people are truly illegal, or if they're just, seeking refuge and they're not really criminals. It's a concerning thing to me because I've seen it personally in my family. And, at family parties, my sister will bring people in from other countries and be like, this is my friend, from wherever. And then try to explain how it's just, they're just trying to seek refuge.
Well, in public, both can be true, right? Can't both be true that, hey, there's probably some good people who are true, legitimate refugees from other countries that many Montanans would welcome and welcome with open arms and say, hey, great to meet you. Tell us your story. But can it also be true that like Valley Neighbors has openly admitted that they will help illegal aliens, they will help criminals. They will traffic criminal illegal aliens in our state. They openly admit that on their website. So Yeah, that's where the conflict is, right? Hold that thought if you can. We got to hit a hard break here, Ruth, but stand by. Ruth and Kalispell will come back to you right after this, and we got other callers on the line as well.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Since the pandemic, earned wage access apps are gaining in popularity. The apps like EarnIn extend small short-term loans to workers in between paychecks so they can pay bills and meet their everyday needs. On payday, the user pays back the money out of their wages. Proponents of the app say they help people living paycheck to paycheck manage their finances so they can avoid overdrawing funds from their bank account. But some analysts, along with consumer advocates and lawmakers, say the EW apps can trap users in an endless cycle of borrowing that depletes their earnings. Many charge monthly subscription fees along with mandatory fees for instant transfers of funds. However, there is typically a no-cost option to receive funds in 1 to 3 business days. Before you choose an earned wage access app, consider using an EWA provider that has the most benefits but at the least cost for you. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Montana's Attorney General pushes back on a new gun rule. Gen Z shuns college. Plus, who is funding all of these anti-Semitic groups in Montana and elsewhere? No surprise there. And finally, this one. All these headlines at MontanaTalks.com. Montana UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley roasted at the roast of Tom Brady. Those headlines and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the app on your phone. Get all the audio to...
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, phone lines are open for you right now, and they're open for the remainder of the show on through the 9 o'clock hour. If you got something you want to talk about, got some more messages on our Montana Talks app here. Earlier, I was mentioning how several of these efforts to raise your property taxes, these local school levies, several of them failing, particularly in Billings. School safety levels failed by huge margins in Billings. Dennis and Bozeman sent us this from KBZK. The $60.5 million bond for the Belgrade School District for a new elementary school and renovations to the middle school did not pass with 4,202 no votes and 1,480 votes for yes. That was from Dennis in Bozeman. Let's see. Evan and Belt sent us this. You know, we were talking about the political persecution of Donald J. Trump failing on multiple fronts here. Evan and Belt says this. So we have a presidential candidate who allegedly had an affair, allegedly the key word here, and that is considered a despicable act, yet we are supposed to turn the other way when another presidential candidate allegedly showered with his daughter. And, of course, allegedly being the key word there, and though that information, of course, came from, and this is not alleged, this is factual, but those allegations actually came straight out of his own daughter's diary that was found in an empty house, right? That was a message from Evan and Belt. Let's go back to Ruth and Kalispell talking about this Valley Neighbors outfit, which has openly admitted that they traffic illegal aliens here in Montana. They say it on their own website that they will assist people of any immigration status whatsoever. Yeah, Ruth, what more did you want to share?
Yeah, so I mentioned that my sister works at Soft Landing and Valley Neighbors, and she's worked with them for several years. She personally, you know, finds housing and feeds the people who are coming in. And some of them are legit refugees, like if you take, like, the war in Afghanistan, you know, there's some of our allies there who helped us in Afghanistan who were going to be killed by the terrorists if we left them there. And so I get that there's, like, legit refugees.
Yeah, let's help them. Also, let's help them, right?
Right,
they helped us. Let's help them. They've been vetted.
True. But there's also people who can disguise themselves as our allies and come in as terrorists. Under the same organization, they can come in with sinister motives.
Exactly.
And it's very concerning to me because this, you know, like I said, it's in my family. It's, you know, at my family's houses. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but my sister also worked on Randy Brodell's campaign, and she is a relative of Randy Brodell. And so he has sat at the table with these people. And I've tried to alert him
to
it.
Yeah, but he's standing up to and raising questions
now. Right, yeah,
that's
the next thing I'm getting to is he did meet with me a few months ago just in a store, you know, like at the Dollar Tree, actually. And I mentioned to him that I am working to try to get Tim Sheehy elected because I support Tim Sheehy. I believe he has some great ideas.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that to Randy Brodell, and he's like, yeah, can I help? You know, what can I do? So at that point, he did, I believe, start paying some attention to it. I wish that he would have been more alert to it.
So what you're saying, is that, so you, because of, you know, personal family connections, you've known for a while now that this Valley Neighbor Outfits is trafficking in illegal aliens or other unvetted individuals. Is that kind of like what you're saying? Have you been trying to raise the alarm on this group for a while?
I have, yeah, because they've been staying, like these people have been staying with my sister at Diamond D Ranch, which my brother owns, and Randy Brodell often hangs out there. And so I've been, like, squawking about it in my family for a long time. And, you know, I called it what it was, which is basically human trafficking. And they're like, how dare you call it that? They're like, how dare you accuse us of this? And I was like, well, Rachel, sorry, I don't know if that's their name, but she's bringing in people, like, from other countries. And then she's getting paid for that.
Yeah, and we got to be careful about mentioning specific businesses or like a certain ranch name, et cetera. But certainly, since it's already put out there on the radio, if they want to respond and, you know, in any way, they're certainly welcome to respond. But no, I think, your phone call is really interesting, Ruth, because I think there is this conflict, right? There's this conflict where you have some people who are well-intentioned and they want to be the heroes. They want to come flying in with their cape, and they want to be the hero, and it makes them feel good because they think they're doing good. I mean, we see the same thing with, you know, speaking of the southern border. You know, you have these nonprofit organizations, even some of these, you know, Catholic charity groups that are on the southern border helping people break into this country illegally. There's some of them, they think they're actually doing good. They think they're helping. They think they're doing the right thing. As they aid and abet Mexican drug cartel, sex traffickers, human traffickers, and drug dealers to break into this country. If those people think they're doing such good, why don't they go to Lodgegrass and talk to the victims of the Mexican drug cartels? Right? Again, like, I get it. They want to be heroes. They want to feel good about themselves. They want to feel like they're doing good. That's why this makes them so uncomfortable right now. Because they're realizing like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we're actually hurting people with what we're doing. Maybe we're actually harming people. You know what I'm saying? But then again, that guy who's the head of the Flathead County Democrats, I offered him to be on this show and he hasn't responded. Valley Neighbors has never responded to come on and be on this show. It's because they don't want to face any tough questions because some of them are not just doing it for good purposes. They're doing it because they are trying to transform this country into something else, and they're bringing illegal aliens into this state and helping them because they want to transform America into something else, and they don't want to be called out on it. Let's see. Let's go to Teresa in Columbia Falls next up. Teresa, good to hear from you.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the education. I heard some of the clips the other day and then the levies that have been proposed. And we have homeschooled for 17 years. And I just want to give a shout out. I see a shift in how people feel about education. It does not have to be complicated. It has gotten so complicated. And when we started to homeschool, I was overwhelmed. But you would be surprised if you keep it simple and basic. And you teach the kids, you just set up the routine and you teach them how to learn. You don't have to there's so much. There's online classes, there's neighbors, there's co-ops, there's whatever you're good at, but being in charge of a few children as opposed to a classroom of 25, I just want to say it can be so much simpler and so much more productive with the time management, because you move at such a quicker clip usually that you're always ahead, and then there's so much time for what your children's natural interests are that they really excel. And I think as more and more people are frustrated with some of the things going on in public education, like the, you know, boys and girls bathrooms, because teachers, I know there's amazing teachers out there.
Oh, yeah.
The best. But they also, in fact, you'd be surprised, there's many homeschool mothers who are certified teachers, but they've given up on the confusion of it all just to focus on their family. And
that's right. Or how many public school teachers send their kids to private schools because they see firsthand some of the nonsense that's being promoted in some of these public schools. You're right. There are so many great, great ones out there, though, as well. When these levies were being talked about, I had school teachers messaging me here on the show, hey, not all of us support this stuff. There's a lot of us out here working in the schools that don't support this stuff. But, yeah, no, great point there, Teresa, which is, man, imagine if we just focused on the basics. That's why I think Susie Hedlund, a candidate for superintendent of public instruction, has such a great message. She's like, let's focus on the basics. Let's get back to the basics here. Just stop with all this other nonsense that they're trying to force on these kids at such young ages. Teresa, great to hear from you. Rock, calling in from the middle of nowhere. What's going on, Rock?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about, I was glad to hear about the school board members getting voted in. And wouldn't kids' safety be the top priority on, in this day when we have school shootings and whatnot, and these people want to keep that book, Assassination Classroom, on the shelves? What could go wrong there? You have these impressionable young folks, and they're reading this crap, and what are they going to do when some student comes in and shoots his teacher? Gun control.
Well, exactly. The same people that want Assassination Classroom in the library support gun control. Hold that thought, Rock, quickly.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is what happens when you have people that will use the legal system to destroy their political opponents. You know, imagine any admission by a special counsel against the Democrats that key evidence in a case of a prominent Democrat, in this case, Donald Trump's classified documents criminal case, was altered or manipulated by their team. And the government acknowledges that this is inconsistent with what government counsel previously understood and represented to the court. They didn't even tell the court the truth. I mean, it's essentially an admission of evidence tampering, and it could be beyond problematic. It's stunning on multiple levels. No wonder Jim Jordan's investigating this.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Your shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Walter Cronkite was a great guy. If you ever got the chance to watch him on the TV news and say, hey, he's said to be the most trusted man in America in those days. There was power in his words in more ways than you might think, because the decision on what to report and what to ignore is perhaps the most influential and impactful than one is reported. That rings true for business and economic stories. What the economy does, provide livelihoods that pay for the lifestyles we enjoy, is not really news, is it? Better to report on the twists and turns in the economy that cause pain, such as layoffs and closures, or reporting on gasoline prices as they rise and forgetting about when they fall. And speaking of prices, our attention when prices go up, as they have for housing across the state, is on the people who pay. But high prices translate into high revenue for sellers, yes? The push of development into farmland in places like Gallatin County has enriched those who have sold at higher prices.
Paid for by Troy Downey for Congress.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, hey, this is Rock may call back in the 9 o'clock hour. I chatted with him during the break because we just got a surprise phone call here. It looks like we've got Sheriff Hano and Mayor Johnson from the city of Kalispell on the phone line with us right now. Gentlemen, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, sorry. Schedules were kind of quirky, so we finally kind of all had that meeting this morning, so we figured we'd give you a call after you contacting us. So.
Well, I appreciate that. And was that the sheriff there, or was that the mayor?
This is the sheriff, and then the mayor's sitting across from me. So.
All right.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Mayor, how you doing?
Good, real good.
All right. Well, Sheriff, tell us what the meeting was about this morning. What message you want to share with our listeners?
You know, I think there's a lot of different perceptions on this, but again, I think this comes down to a totality of discussion where, you know, Flathead County has seen a massive increase in population in the last, 2 to 3 years. And then, you know, it feels like on the law enforcement sides of it, you know, we've had to deal with mental health issues, homeless, and then now, you know, an immigration kind of issue that's going on. And, I think we've all dealt with scenarios where, you know, we have a housing issue in the state and then also in this community for sure. And so, you know, there's some concerns because I think this could be looked at a couple ways. One is the resources that we have in Flathead County are, you know, limited, and some of that is, you know, conscientious to taxpayer dollars, right? So we're, you know, trying to balance that. And then you add in, another portion of a population that, you know, we're not really set up to sometimes serve. Sometimes that's language barriers. Sometimes that's, you know, housing. Sometimes that's just different issues. I think the other perspective to look at it is I think a lot of individuals we're talking to are being told that, you know, Kalispell has got a lot of services. And I think that's probably not fair to individuals either. So when they're coming from other larger metropolitan areas and they're brought into, you know, these smaller jurisdictions, and then all of a sudden it's dropped in a community without really a support structure to handle that.
Yeah, that's a good point. So there's kind of twofold. No matter what you think about the illegal immigration debate itself, the fact is they're dumping people in communities that don't have the resources, the law enforcement resources, the housing resources, and other services to support additional people right now. Mayor Johnson, your thoughts? We've got about a minute and a half before we wrap up this hour, but maybe you guys can stick with us for part of the next hour as well. But Mayor Johnson, what did you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to share one of the things, too, clarifying some of the events from last week. You know, looking at what happened was I received a phone call from one of the service providers that this family arrived in Kalispell and were dropped off at a shelter with no room. Evidently, the shelter already has some other individuals from Venezuela staying there, but there was no room. And so I was contacted because I know some individuals who have helped other people relocate down, you know, back to where there's family or somewhere else to see if this group of individuals would be interested in trying to get this family the services in Missoula. And when we didn't find anybody, the family basically said, we're going to go to the sheriff's department and see if we can sleep in the lobby. So I called the sheriff, warned him what was on its way, and he arranged for transport working to get the people to a shelter and services in Missoula. At what point between then and when the sheriff could transport, the family was intercepted and provided services in Flathead County.
By the Valley Neighbors outfit, which has openly admitted that they provide services to people of all immigration statuses, which basically they admit that they're helping people breaking laws and entering this country. I'll tell you what, we gotta wrap up this hour of the show. I'll check in with the sheriff and the mayor here during the news update, see if they can stick around, or maybe I'll chat with them a little bit here during the break. So stand by for another big hour.